かな、let's pray. What is the Father of the Son of the Master of Jesus, in freedom and confidence, through the mercy of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, you are God, and we give you thanks, you are God, and we exalt you. We give you thanks because you are good and your love endures forever. Heavenly Father, you promise us in your word, and therefore we gather in your name, here in your midst. So Heavenly Father, we invite you to be with us this day as we hear your word. Open our hearts, open our eyes, open our ears, Heavenly Father. Prepare our hearts that we may be like the fertile soil. We are seeking to sow in a bountiful harvest. Was the right talk of you. We kept every thought that is not of you. And we ask of you, Heavenly Father, to fill us and to help us to absorb, to understand, and to most try to do your work, O Lord. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ. We do pray for you.
Amen.
Amen. So, thank you, Sana, for that intro. That's a very, very nice one. So, my name is Brian Geshove Njogu. I am a member of this church. I normally go to the site. I help with the streaming. So, if you want, I usually close those links when you have weddings. And now, those are the things which is I. So, that's what I do. I'm usually on our site. And most importantly, I'm born again. Christ is Lord and Savior of my life. And I also happen to be a parent. Not a parent, I'm a parent. You know, dogs have paws. So, I have two dogs. So, I call myself a parent. And I thank God for this opportunity. And also William, and also Mary, give me the opportunity to come back again. At least not as sick of any bad last time, I've been invited again. So, as I did. And I'd like us to start by watching something. So I'll ask Paul if you can please play for us this video. Maybe you can start from the beginning. Let me introduce my name, which is, it's time to let go and live for God. So it's time to let go and live for God. And you see, just like that baboon that we've seen, they are busy. We've fallen victim to these things. See, there are things that we hold on to. See, there are things of this world that we hold on to. Just that, just the same way we've seen that curious baboon, just seen that hunter going, putting something. Kashanga, what is that? It was very curious, went, put a guy had a hand over there, and then it was not able to let go at the right time, and it was caught. And as a, in our day-to-day life, we've also done the same. Me and you have been a baboon in the past. You know, how many of us have done things, you know you've done things, that you know are just not right. And you've held on to those things. How many? What in you can? Higher. Kuna says, hey, but anyway, me speaking for myself. Let me speak for myself. There are things I have done in the past which were not right, and just like that baboon, I refuse to let them go. And so I want us to look at Galatians 5:19-21. And we look at some of those things that we hold on to that are not right. That we hold on to those things and we end up being prisoners. And unlike that hunter who eventually lets go of the baboon, the devil does not let us go. His work is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10, see you? For the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it. So I wish it to be protected, but let me just read. So I hope you have your Bibles, Galatians 5:19-21. And so I want us to look at what are some of these things that the devil uses to trap us. You know, in our first reading, which came from 1 Peter 5:8-9, let me just read it again. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers for the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. So the devil in this case is like that. So there are things that he puts. You know, we come to this world with innocence, but there are things that he puts in those antics of this life, and we go and grab those things. So, Galatians 5. Paul, if you can project, please project Galatians 5:19-21. And one of these things that we hold on to, I'll use my version of the NIV, Acts 11. So, one of those things that was listed is sexual immorality. And, you know, sexual immorality is a big thing. You know, we don't talk about it. Still, you know, if you're not living, you can jump in the middle. But when you look at someone who's sexually immoral, can you know? I can even be here. Now, I'm here saying one as a human. Yet, I'm very, very much sexually immoral. You know, I tend to think, if it's Mutukonazo, if you are to bring your phones here, one by one, don't remove those passwords that you put. If you want to look at your videos, what will we see? If you want to look at your downloads, what will we see? If you want to go and look at your browsing history, what will we see? You know, there's this joke. I'm a psychic also. And there's this joke that if I fail to expose my Strava, Strava is an app when you are either running, cycling, swimming, you use it to show you how fast you've been going, how many calories you've been burning, and those things. So, will you, in your case, would you say that if it was to fail to format my phone or format my computer because of the Strava? I mean, you know, we pretend that pornography is not in the chat. We pretend we are very holy, very, very righteous. See, so, that we come here, Mr. Anybody is not like I used to say these things. Now, please do invite them. It's like the scenario for blackness. But how many of us struggle with pornography and masturbation? You know, it cannot be seen by you. I can't come here, maybe I can leave me. You know, in campus, I remember there's someone who had downloaded 100 GB worth of those things, pornography. No, it used to be like Twitter. So you, what do you have in your phone? Do you use this device to honor God? Or do you use it to gratify your flesh? You know, when no one is watching, you're at home. Because of the prayer, you're in your own
know, this is the optimal timing. Let me know what I know best.
I know Safaricom already has this data rate. You know, so can I offer 5 volt, 500 MB, 10 volt, 750 MB, and others have Wi-Fi at home. So we have that spectrum morality. And still in spectrum morality, we have what is this? We have premarital sex. Still, you find that people will come and sleep with someone here, but when you come to church, we are very holy, we are very righteous. In fact, you tell William, hey, one has a few ways. You know, let me leave, let me even leave the prison worship. Let me, you know, let me do the Bible study. But yet, I am busy being in fornication out there. So those are some of the things that end. A lot of people are in these things, by the way. You look at one of the top sites in Kenya. If you ever went and did your research, I'm not telling you to do it. But if you ever go and do it, you see the sites that are trending, you know, that's in Kenya, also in the world. You know. So, these are some of the things that we hold on to. That just like that monkey, the devil uses to entrap us and snare us. And eventually he'll kill us, he won't release us. Another thing is also impurity. You know, so the other thing was impurity. You know, what type of language do you speak? What kind of thoughts do you have? You know, do you look at, if it's me, am I standing here addressing people? I'm addressing the ladies here. You know, impurity is also some of those, it's also one of those seeds. Let me call them a seed. We've seen the hand that uses seeds. So it's one of those seeds that the devil also uses. And then we have the butcher. I call it the butcher. I mean, we enter public school, polling station. So one of it is the butcher. You know, indulging excessively in things, self indulgence. You know, when you're indulging, drugs, sex, and alcohol. See, you indulge. In fact, people say, do what thou wilt. Do what you want to do. Do what thou wilt. And you do it to the fullest. Because manga you only knew once, I think we'll do these things. You know, we also have idolatry. You know, idolatry is just not worshipping at an idol. Let's say there's a statue here and you're worshipping it. Idolatry is putting anything before God. Anything or anyone before God. You can be like William is married, and if he puts the wife before God, that is an idol, and God does not want idolatry. If you have a child, let me use William, I know you are also a child. So you have a child, you put your child before God. What is that? In fact, there's a place in the Bible, I can't remember which verse, Jesus said, if you love your father or your mother more than me, you are not worthy of. If you love your son or your daughter, as in short, if you love anyone more than me, Jesus was telling them, you are not worthy of me. So, what do you have in your life that you put before God? Is it your studies? Is it your work? Is it your significant? Not a significant other? Is it someone that you are seeing? Who is this? Don't ever put anyone before God, because God, that is idol worship, and remember, the devil uses that to capture you and to ensnare you. And then you also have witchcraft. You know, we also like saying these things, they just don't exist in movies. Those Nigerian movies, they are there. You know, so witchcraft, you know, using demonic powers and the principalities of darkness to accomplish anything. You know, sorcery. You know, those tats, those spells. You know, people don't talk about this, but actually, some people, they see someone and they say, I want that person. And what do? They go to a witch doctor and they give them something or they don't do something. So witchcraft, in whichever way, shape and form, is something that also the devil uses. And in Acts 19, Paul went to preach to the church in Ephesus. And he preached, and he preached. And so many got born again, they received the word. And in verse 18, let me read Acts 19, verse 18, it says, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. And it can also be projected there. And it says, many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together. and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So can you imagine the amount of witchcraft that was in that particular place where Paul was preaching was so much that all those wicked books that they brought that they were using in witchcraft, it amounted to 50,000 notes. Can you imagine how much money that used to be? John, yes, as you. Millions of dollars. Millions. You can do a million research by then. Go and do a research and ask yourself how much back then, right now, how much would that 50,000 pieces of silver be worth? So you can see it is indeed there. We don't talk about these things, but it is there. And also hatred. So one of the other things which is listed is hatred. And you see, in 1 John 4, verse 20, it tells us, whoever claims to love God, so you claim to love God. So we say we are a nation that loves God. We came in church and say, I love my brother William. No, you are together. Yes, but tukikosana, ama something happens. Because remember, no one is perfect. You know, other things is mama, I'm very, very far from perfect. We have flaws. At times, you step on me, and I will step on. So some of us, when we are in the harakati ya maisha, you know, life, and conflict comes, we tend to hate people. Just hate. At times we just hate for the reason. We just hate for the sake of hate things. And this is what 1 John 4 20 tells us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or a sister, is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not. It is not possible for me to say, I hate, let's say, my brother Trisha. You are useless, you are all those things. And then I'm there saying, God, like you feel come ahead. I cannot claim to hate you or to hate a head or any other person. And then I claim. In fact, the Bible tells us what, if you know you have, if this is a sacrifice, you know in the olden days we take sacrifices to the high priest. So let's say William is a Levite. So he's a high priest. So you may let him a sacrifice. You know, maybe the bull, the lamb, or whatever. And he's supposed to, you know, put the blood there and what they were doing. The Bible says, if you know, you have a heart with your brother, if you have a heart with your brother, so if you have an issue with your brother, then you use that word. You know, if you know you have unakashido konako na mtu, the Bible says this, leave it there. Leave it. Go, so if I have an issue with Annette, let me use Annette because she's here. I should not come and pretend before God that I've brought this sacrifice here. I should go back to Annette. May I tell Annette, the issue that we had, can we resolve it? You know, whether it means because I'm a young person, you cannot go to God. You know, you cannot mock God. You know, Galatians 6 tells us, you cannot mock. You cannot mock God. You can lie to us, but you can never mock God. Because whatever you offer, God is not going to receive it. So let us not have hatred. And anything, and it's good to ask God to help you forgive. You know, God demonstrated his love for us in this, Romans 5:8. While he was still seen as Christ died for God demonstrates his love for us in this. However, while he was still seen as Christ died for us. In short, you don't have, like, Annette doesn't have lightly to love me. In fact, it's a command. Jesus says, that is a command. Love others as I have loved. So can hate exist when you love others? So let us ask God to give us a heart that actually loves other people. And then also the other one was discord, which, you know, just disagreements. You know, sometimes they are just baseless disagreements. And Romans 12, verse 18 tells us, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. If it is possible, so do whatever is possible. I will do whatever is possible to live at peace with William. If William likes eating pork, and me like eating beef, his pork, I don't like it, doesn't like my... Do what is possible to live at peace. Don't eat in the same room, go into another room, you don't have to eat in the same room. The other one is jealous. And jealous usually when there is harmony.
No.
I see William with a nuclear issue. I see William Amenkia Leona Masisi Sapa. No. I cannot speak it. The jealousy is just too much. I start telling people, by the way, William anachikanana sana siku hizi. You know, who does he think he is? Eh? Anajua alinipata huko kwanza. Eh? I mean, who does he think he is? You know, feelings of jealousy. And you know, that jealousy fear hatred in a younger fear. You know, here sees in a year and other things. So let us God, that these things are the devil uses. Because they are there, these are shots of the devil uses. Let us not put our hands in those folds. When you see yourself putting your hand in the hole of jealousy, ask God. Ask God to help you. And we also have fits of rage. Also an interesting one. There was this musician in Nigeria who was killed by a husband. Sindi okay? What was that name? Yeah, Osinachi. And if you look at the husband, Hakai, Sindi okay? And Hakai innocent. You know, for some of us, we look very innocent. Even maybe we look very, very innocent. But maybe I'm a volcano, just waiting to erupt. See you? And the Bible is warning us, this fits of rage, you know, you do not know. At times you look at people, they look very, very calm. I look very, very calm. But the minute when it's a cause kidogo, I erupt like a volcano. And I think we saw it a lot during Corona. Guys were killing each other. See you? I was defending myself, a kanidunga, either you see a man killing a woman or a woman killing a man, and all of this starts at you got Napigana. I was defending myself, they all say it is defense. So, if you know you struggle with, you know, rage, you know, and you know, rage also comes about because of unforgiveness. Because when you put, I ever used this spray can, you know, this spray can, you might have to spray. Farmers use it to spray your pumps. You know those pumps when you're not going to spray their shampoo, so weeds. And you know that thing of pressure. So you have to put pressure. You have to put pressure, you put pressure, you put pressure. So that if it's pesticide, it's not going to come out in your spray in your garden. You put so much pressure, you keep going, and that is the same thing. Some of us, to the final time. Maka ni kanyage leo naanza hivi. Anesha ya nishimbue leo nafanya hivi. Paul na ee ndio hiyo hivi. The end of the day, the pressure that is in me is a lot. And eventually, when I get home and maybe my dog just looks at me in bio. Sasa kuisha. You erupt. Aye? Erupt. Let us ask God to help us to deal with anger. You know Moses did not enter the promised land because of anger. Are you aware? God told him, go and sleep with that rock. It will match. But Moses came up and said, you know, this people always complain. This is like. And Moses, he hit the stone. Not once, but. And God told him this, because you did not honor me. You did not honor my name before them. How to India? And even where Aaron, not come Aaron, nobody Aaron was born. Aaron said, the longer, the more. But because God had entrusted the leadership of the Israelites to them, they did not enter the promised land because of anger. So know that even if you are very, very intimate with God, anger can make you miss. Anger can make you miss seeing what God has in store for you. So ask God to really help you deal with these things that the devil uses to put in our path. Ask God to help you just forgive people. Forgive what a prayer want to come from that. You are carrying people like a child. You have 10 children on your back and you machine are doing a baby. I mean, one day you fall, you end up doing something that you might regret. The other one is selfish ambition. And this one, Philippians 2, 3 to 4 tells us, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. If, you know by nature, we are very, very selfish, myself included. And I'm selfish to you. Yes, in fact, I let me know when I was born, because it's the carnality in us. In school, where I was, they would come us, they would publish on your Peter. So then you put into life at your Peter and your Peter. So in the list, there's never one time I went looking for my friend.
A very good friend of mine campus was called John. I never went to that list looking for John. And he compared John in a corner on the list. I went there looking for my name. For my name, Brian Fulio. When the gate will be cut, I know you're having a birthday. I wish to see Ninani had a bag of part of the biggest part. Kila mtu atakuwa kwa naomba kwa sichukue hiyo. Amechukua hiyo. You look for the second biggest, or the second best part. Because that is who we are. So, let us ask God to help us. To help us not to be selfish. You know, this flesh is always selfish, you like it or not. Even if you speak in tongues, even if you speak in, even if you do what? You always have to crucify this
flesh.
Galatians told us what? You need to crucify this flesh and its sinful desires. And then we have dissensions. Dissensions, that word. You know, strong disagreements again. As much as it is within your power, live at peace with others. And then, of course, you also have factions. You find, like, you know, a faction is just you're in one big group, let's say, in this youth. And then, me, I come, I start my own career thing. So, you know, we go against what should be done. You know, are you where you are? You're in school. Are you part of factions? When I plan strikes and those other things. Even, but then, you also have factions at home. You know, you and your siblings, you are against the rest. Let us not have those things that actually bring division. And of course, we have envy. I think I'll tie it to jealousy because they go hand in hand. And then we also have drunkenness. You know, there are people who drink. And Ephesians 5:18 tells us, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit of God. Even if you come from a place where your father, your mother, everyone in your family drinks, you know that God does not reduce his standards for us. Are you aware? There's no special sinner by the way. My sin is rooted. God does not understand. I understand Brian. I think this sin, let me just release Brian. It's okay for him to be drinking. Sadly, the Bible tells us, and as told us, there are so many verses that they are hosting. I just picked one. Do not get drunk on fine which leads to the butchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. And the butchery, of course, it is what? Sexual immorality again. So let us help. Let us ask God to really help us. And the last one, according to my ID, was orgies. So you know what I mean? 1 Corinthians 6:18 tells us, flee from sexual immorality, for every other sin a man commits, or a woman, is outside his. But you see sexual sins against his own. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, you are born of Christ. Therefore, we need to honor God with our bodies. You know, so these are some of the things that we hold on to, that the devil uses. You know, ako ka auntie that we've seen that hunter like. And looking at 1 Corinthians 9:10, it also expounds, I'll just read it. You know, or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers, will inherit the kingdom of
God.
Inherit the kingdom of God. As in short, there's no, you know, a good church should preach what the Bible says. Serious. Not what people want to.
Yeah.
And the word of God tells us that these things, it is that, you know, God is light. You know, God is light. Light cannot exist in darkness. I've never seen, assuming it was at night, it will be awkward to see this light and then a patch of darkness. And there's light. Napa kuna patch of darkness. If you ever see that, that is not the real light. Light can never exist with darkness. So, what shall we do? I mean, we've seen. They're just going to point by day, just a few things. There are so many other things. We've seen the mind. These are the things that the devil uses in this world. You know, we are born, we are innocent. Every child is very, very innocent right now. But as they get older, there is that accounting. But now, myself included. There are those things that are put that we attempted. You know, curiosity came like that. But you see, we say, let us prove it ourselves. We want to see. And we go and we put our hands and we get those things. Nani nakata kuachilia. God tells you, let it. Leave it alone. Let it go. Mimi nimepambana nayo. See, that's what we do. Sikuwa na kitu. But you know the best thing about life. When you are sincere, unajijua. I can be here, I can look like a saint. But when I'm alone, ninajiju. When I'm alone with my phone at night, ninajiju. Sininajijua. Remember the reason is, mimi was doing by me, mimi nasema mimi. So, mimi I'm going about me, I'm confessing. So, let me confess. Brian, I know myself. The temptations. Kasimu, nakumbuka yo website. Last time I felt somehow. I released some energy. Now, I go to, I'm just walking around, have friends, you know, just drink one, two, three. By the way, I have a drug, see, I have a wine. You know, sometimes people, they see people here, they assume we've never done these things. So, and at the end of the day, you have to come to a place where you genuinely have to ask God to help you, because you can't help yourself. You know, you cannot save yourself. A blind man cannot be a blind man. And Jesus, when he died on the cross, he said it is finished. See you. Yani it is not finished. Yani it is finished. That's why, for God to love the world, I said, Son, two? Mbrah, he said, John, the Sikhi, as a man, for God to love the world, I said, this one is only Son, and whoever believes in him will not perish, but have. For God did not send his Son into the world to be judged, but to be his Savior. See you. So, the only way we can overcome these things is by number one, being born again. There is no way, by the way, you'll read books, it's our. You'll go and see shrines, it's our. You'll pay them, by the way. You'll go and see, psychologists, you know. See, there are people that people go and see, I have this addiction, I have this. You go and you see them, mama, attention as a manga, you are not going to hit you. Suddenly, God does not reduce his standard for us. He wants us to accept his Son Jesus Christ, to be filled with his Holy Spirit so that we can rise up to his standard, which leads to life. What does Romans 6:23 tell us? In our American, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So me, my simple message today is this. Let us let go of those things, because they will lead to death. That monkey eventually releases. When I cut that part, because this is the most important part. That monkey, it usually released. He enter, and he sees where the man, the water is, because it's very, very thirsty. But for us, the devil's work is to steal. He will kill, and he will destroy. And that is his mantra. There is nothing else that he can. So we need to be, to ask God to forgive us of our sins, to accept him. And you see, in John 16, I mean John 14 verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. As in, there is no other way. Coming into this church, you can enter this place. There are four ways of entering this place. You have this door, you have that door, that one, and this one. So, but being born again, you only have one. And that one way is going through Jesus Christ. That's the only way. And you see, Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3. Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. If your parent is born again, it does not count for you. You know, being born again is not genetically transmitted. William will transmit his salvation to his son. It does not work like that. You can come to church together. Kuna shida. They go that side, come this side, you left them at home, it's okay. If they are born again and you are not, God will not, when you are before God, God will not tell you, Yani, you know you are not born again, but because your father is born again, you just enter. Umejaa kama familia. Hakuna. You will stand before God. Tomorrow? One. Me, I will stand before God. You will stand before God. And when you stand in two, no, God, you cannot like God. We will be before God. So, let me beseech you. If you are here and you know you are holding on to those things and you have not received Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, may you be convicted that Jesus is the only one who can help you. He's the only one who has the power to help you. No one else, not your father, not your mother, not even William. You can come here by the way every Sunday. Sunday after Sunday, next year, the other year, but you will still be where you are because Jesus is the one who gives us the power. Told us what in Luke 10:19, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. He did not say, I have given this power to so and so to give you. He said, I have given you. So know that Jesus has given you that power, but for you to tap into that power, you need to believe. And second, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and walk by Him. You see, by the way, when I was there's a time I was drunk and I was still born again. So when I was at my college, see, you must remember my worker. Remember, I was in campus. You know, it was an interesting night. And there are people that was like me. You're born again. Sindio, you must remember my worker. See, you're but you're not a man, Sindio. And you still find yourself still sinning. You still go back to, the Bible says, it's like going back to your own vomit like a dog. No, a dog if you vomit. You know, it's nakulanga that vomit. I have dogs, I used to think that nazimishanga vizuri sana. But at the one, if a dog vomits, just give it a few minutes, itakula that vomit. And if another dog tries to come and eat that vomit, they suffer because your vomit is young. At times I've also gone back. Not nazijua. There are things I still say I am born again. But there are things I still go back to, like a dog going back to its own vomit. And to avoid that, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You can be born again, but not have the Holy Spirit. Are you aware? There are people who Paul preached. And is it Paul or Peter? Somebody in Acts. Either Paul or Peter. You'll forgive me, they're either Paul or Peter. Paul, eh? And they did not have the Holy Spirit. And then after I tell them, so there are some people who are born again, and Paul met them. And he asked them, have you received the Holy Spirit? And they said, Apana. They said they had received the baptism of John the Baptist. So this is what Paul did. Paul now gave them a baptism of what? The Holy Spirit. And when they were baptized, what did they do? What did they do? Oh, yes. Trigger. Yes, they started speaking in tongues and prophesying. So you can be born again, but if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, these things will always become a kind of just that. You just find yourself just going there. You just find yourself going there. So, and Galatians tells us very, very nice. Galatians 5, verse 16 to 26. No, Galatians 5, 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you'll not gratify the desires of the sinful. No, how can you walk by the Spirit if you don't have it? Is it possible? It is not possible. So the second thing you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God so that you can walk by the Spirit of God. Because what the devil does, you know we are three in one. Are you aware we are three in one? We have the mind, we have the body, and you have the Spirit. So, let me use this thing. So this is the body, let's call this the body. This is the soul, and this is the spirit. So the devil usually starts from this side. Tani and Tani are your side, your spirit. He starts with this side, like the flesh. He will corrupt your flesh, because he knows your flesh is going to corrupt your soul. And when your soul is corrupted, you know your spirit belongs to God by the way. Are you aware? Do you know he cannot, hide from anything? Are you aware? Okay, no, you are aware. Eh? Oh, William will teach you. So, let me just tell you, your spirit belongs to God. Not even the devil can do anything to it. But know what happens. You know, you've been given a will. So, when you allow the devil to use your flesh to entice and to transform your soul, your spirit will just be there helpless. Just there. What happened? I wish, I really want to. I didn't want to, but something just happens. You know William? Eh? Nikienda William at home, let me confess William. Eh? Nikienda nyumbani William. I'm alone in my bed. I remember that coincidence. Those ladies I saw. Hey, something that tells Ibrahim, banana. You know your man only. Hey, Wi-Fi, do something, banana. This idea, help yourself. And I find myself, I've watched porn, I don't know how many hours I've masturbated, and I find back, I'm there. Hey, God, forgive me. So that's what you do. Okay, you know, I'm not sure if you are young. I am, let me say my myself, maybe. But it is because I am, the devil is still using my flesh to control my soul. And that's why I cannot do anything. But yet, I ask God, in your hawker, I am only what is not happening. Now, for you to overcome this as you've seen, now God does this. When you truly surrender to God, truly, now God does this. God works for this aspect. This is how God works. The spirit is his. Simply. He works in your spirit. And when you saturate yourself with the word of God, the spirit of God, you know, you actually allow the Holy Spirit to grow in you. Your spirit is going to make you up. It's going to transform your soul. You know, your soul is who you are, who you, how you think, your beliefs, all those things. You know, it's going to change that. So now, when I get that thought, that expectation, hey, Brian, itakuwaje? No, ni kama kama kuna hapa for you. Itakuwa? Itakuwaje? Kwanza kuna nyesha leo. Eh? Leo kuna nyesha bana leo, eh? Itakuwaje bana hiyo site? Tunaona leo mavuno. Now, because my spirit is saturated with the word of God, I will do what Jesus did. And I will say what? I will use the word of God. See you? The word of God, like 1 Corinthians 6, 8, Senor. And my flesh will be crucified. That's it for that. So which side do you want to work for? And I want to actually show this in detail. So let me do this. So I want to show this practically. So we become curious, and like the monkey, We go and we hold on to those things. So these are the things we've held on. Sasa ziko ndani yetu. Ziko ndani yetu. And I've said don't the best two ways of coming against this. Just for me not amazing, I mean, I'm just related to. So don't say at the ministry from the others. So well now do you know what represents what in the Bible? What does that represent? Yeah? Yes, man of God, what else? Man. Cleansing, what else? When people say water is life, indeed water is life. Not just physically, but also spiritually. So life, the word of God, the spirit of God. So this is, we are going to use this as the spirit of God and the word of God. And you cannot have it in your life. If you are not, if you are not born again, and if you have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, and you don't have the Holy Spirit. No, this is what happens. If you are there, I'm going to let you talk to myself. So, maybe I struggle with these things. And they are really disturbing me. I keep on repenting. So, now I can have a little to talk. So, now this is what happens. And remember, you first need to accept Christ, Savior. And then you need to walk by the Spirit of God. And what I represent the Spirit of God and the Word of God. So this is what happens when you start, when you do this. So when you start filling yourself with the Word of God, your spirit grows. What is happening to those things? In a panda, you see, they are floating, they are not sinking. Let me fast stop there. So you see, it does not happen instantly. See you. See you are born. When I judge the word of God, William has given me an opportunity to learn the prosthetic. You come to it. And not even have the prosthetic at home. Do you only open your Bible on Sunday? You know, you need to fill yourself with the word of God so that the spirit man in you can grow, so that the Holy Spirit in you can grow. And when you continue doing that, remember it will not happen instantly. If let's say, for example, I'm addicted to pornography, it might not happen instantly because as I myself, my God, we keep on doing these things and things. But you need to persist, you need to resist the devil so that he may flee from. And when you continue doing that, this is what happens. It's not that you're not born again, so no matter you have water, you have the Spirit of God. But as you continue to saturate yourself with the Word of God, with the Spirit of God, sorry, in the Spirit of God, this is what happens. Practical and theory to all this. Okay? Oh, they're short. I wish you could cut this. Yes, but anyway, what should have happened? And if you just stand up again, you just, in who you are, in the record, you will know. So, what will happen? Sasa hizi hivi. Onyesha kama kuna kitu. Kwa hivyo sasa iko nje iko ndani. What has happened? It is now. Is anything inside? But this was it instant? No, it was a process.
A process.
So that is what. Yes, yes, no money. Asante sana, Sheka, asante sana wewe. So, that is what happens. You fill yourself with the Word of God. You accept Jesus. You fill yourself with the Word of God. The Spirit of God in you in another kukua. And those things, they start coming out of you. Until when God now sanctifies you. And in life, by the way, let me not give you the wrong also idea. We always battle this flesh. At times you will fall, but you raise. If kakitu kakindia ndani, mwaga mo, don't be there helpless, don't be a helpless, kukwe kikono, ati kisema, hey, nimeja, continue up, because until this flesh goes back to the ground from which it came from, sanctification is a lifelong process. Ama there's really no one help that they see. Kuna mtu kwa, I just think you was yote, ama liyote, ama asli yote, it is not possible, you know. So,
I'll give you people 3 minutes, and you're going to listen to a song. And in those 3 minutes, this is for the people, if you know you have accepted God as Lord and Savior of your life, and you know you still struggle with these things, we've read about them, and the best thing is unajijua. Kama venye mimi najijua. So as we listen to this song, just ask, repent in sincerity. You know, just repent in sincerity. You know, 1 Corinthians 10, 13 tells us, no temptation has seized us, except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. And in short, God will never allow anything that is too burdened, too heavy for you to come to you. Never. You know, He will always provide a way out for. So if you know you've been struggling with these things and you are a believer, what? There's nothing to be ashamed of. Hakuna? If you realize maybe what the person next to you was going through, hey, that's a lot of people. So, repent in sincerity. Because, you know, 1 John 1:8 tells us, if we claim to be not sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and yes. And will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So, no one, not even me, says he claims that I don't sin. I am always right. That is a lie. So, for those of us who we are born again and we still struggle with addictions, in these 3 minutes, I'd like you to go before God. Repent first in sincerity. Be genuine. God requires a genuine heart. Render your heart what does your garment. What is not interested in your garments? You can be dressed very nicely, but if your heart is filthy, God is interested in your heart. He tells us in Isaiah, one, come, let us reason together. See you. So now I want to now reason with God. Tell God, I am sorry. This is what I've been struggling with. I cannot even say it. You know, I cannot even tell anyone, but this is what I struggle with. And ask Him to forgive you and to fill you afresh with His Holy Spirit. And make, you know, you have to make it, you know, you have to put that effort. You have to, I don't know when you have to put the effort, by the way. Pouring that water, you know, reading the Word of God, you have to put that effort. You have to say, I'll be waking up at this time and I read the Word of God, and you go to school, you plan yourself and you say, I'll be reading the Word of God from this time. I will be fasting. Fasting will help you break some of those things that you struggle with. So you have to go to do your own part. God don't just say, Mungu ananisaidia. God still requires you because faith in those actions is what? Is dead. Said in Matthew, you will judge a tree by its what? By its fruit. It will be awkward for me to pick an avocado fruit from a mango tree. It is very awkward. So, take these 3 minutes if you are born again. Ask God to forgive you, to help you, and tell Him to show you how to strengthen your inner man. Tell Him to help you to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to give you, you know, the strength and the courage that you need to follow through. And then after that, I will pray with those who want to give their life to Christ. Because at the end of the day, if you pray and you are not born again, I don't say here. You rather just be quiet. I'm just being honest. You can't. You see, William, at the end of the day, will go back to his own home. It would be awkward for me to follow him. I'm in here, back in here. Maybe that story, to end up a moja. Hey, now we're out of his own home. And William, I'm going to see you. The only thing is, you know, we don't live together, isn't it? And that's what some of us will try to do. We want to benefit from the blessings of God. We don't actually believe in God. We do not want to accept Jesus, but we want Jesus to help us. How is it possible? In other words, if you saw me today in your own home, can you imagine? Manakula Sapa, and I just appear there. So, Mr. Father, you scream. The same way, the man, the devil, who you want to shake hands, who you want to have a son, that is the devil incarnate. But why is it that we want to do that? We are not in the family of God. Yet we want God. In fact, we talk about the remainder of time. Hey, who doesn't know it?
For I know you are there being quoted for. For I know the plans I have for you. You even say, I know you know the plans you have for me, God. Plans to prosper me, not to harm you. You will not know those things. But if you are not born again, you rather just have. Save your time. Save your energy. You need to accept Jesus. So let's go. I will pray with you if you want to accept Jesus after this 3 minutes. Yeah, you can pray. And this is here, by the way. God is not interested in tough language, English means just be yourself. And this is here before God. And chapati ni chokoli. Yangu ekwa ni 3 minutes and then una shanga ni 30 seconds. Nikisema 3 minutes, akwa 3 minutes. No, there's just a song, just a song.
When Mahala Hari ventures into the deep Kalahari on a hunting trip, he has to find water. Begone. Look, ruins always have a secret supply of water, and they're not going to tell anybody where it is. And when a Mahala Hari ventures into the deep Kalahari on a hunting trip, he has to find water, because unlike the bushman,
only
want to accept God as Lord and Savior of your life. You know, Romans 10 from verse 9 tells us, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that he raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe. And you are? For it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified. It is with your mouth that you confess and you are saved. So if you know you are there, you want to ask God to come into your life. I want you to just repeat after me. It's a very simple, short prayer. And so I'll ask all of us, let's please close our eyes. And don't look at anyone. No, there's no one. You know, it's about you. It's your own salvation. It's your own walk with God. It's your own life. And you know where you are. And you know you really want God to come and change you from the inside out. Because no one can. I cannot. William cannot. Yeah? Mary cannot. No one else can help you. It's only Jesus who can help you. So if you want to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, just repeat after me. So, Father in heaven, I come before you in freedom and in confidence through the mighty name.